Hello everyone, and welcome to some more No Wrestling! It's me here, Mark Sylvester, and welcome today, guys, to another round of WrestleMania's watch-alongs. Now, what WrestleMania watch-alongs is, it's where I do a watch-along of what is, for me, the most important or best match from that particular year's WrestleMania. And so then, guys, for today's WrestleMania, it'll be WrestleMania 4. WrestleMania 4 was held on March the 27th, 1988. And the number one film of that particular time in the UK was Empire of the Sun, and the US was Biloxi Blues. Now, the number one song of that particular time in the UK was Don't Turn Around by Aswad, and the US was Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. But the same again, like I couldn't find it for previous WrestleManias, I wasn't able to find the number one game of the UK or the US. So hopefully in the future, in the 90s, 2000s, and further along, I should be able to finally find out what the number one games were in those particular regions. And so then, guys, for today's watch-along, I'm going to be doing a watch-along of, will be between Demolition versus Strike Force for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania 4.
Well, Euchre, it's just a couple of minutes away. And you remember in your baseball days when somebody would take a baseball bat and hit you on the top of the head? What happened? You went down. Well, Strike Force, today, Master Fuji has ordered us to hit you on the head. And you're gonna go down.
You know, there's a lot of bad things happening. But the baddest is about to happen now. We're gonna get in contact, brutal contact, with the Strike Force. The Golden Goose is flying low in Atlantic City. All we've got to do is reach up and rear our neck and bring home the gold belts.
Oh. Must be October the 31st already. I've never eaten sushi either.
Ladies and gentlemen. Now then, guys, all you need to do to find this match is to go onto WrestleMania 4 on any of the streaming services or DVDs or however you can find it, like the Peacock DVD or the Network. And you need to go onto WrestleMania 4, and you need to go to 2 hours and 58 minutes and 37 seconds. And at the count of 3, we'll begin. So 1, 2, 3, let's go. And you can hear there as well the amazing Demolition theme tune starting. A classic song. I love this theme tune. It's so, so good. You know, it's so good. This theme tune is amazing. You can hear there as well, like, because this was the penultimate match. Like, this was before the main event, because throughout this event, WrestleMania 4, it was a full tournament, and you can see the wrestlers coming down the steps. And you could hear the fact as well, like, the commentators putting over, especially Jesse Ventura, the fact that he thinks that they're going to beat Strike Force for the title and stuff. You can see them. And you can see both men here coming down towards the ring. Like, I fucking love Demolition. They're so, so good. And you can hear them as well. You can see the fans, even at this point, cheering for them and giving them respect, because Demolition is so, so good. You can see Mr. Fuji there as well, walking out with both men. And it's just so, so cool just to see just how destructive and great they are. And you can hear by their amazing theme tune as well. And you can see here as well, too, like Gorilla Monsoon putting over the fact of WrestleMania 4 has been the best WrestleMania ever, like, you know, history in the making, all that kind of stuff as well too. It's just so, so cool to hear it. And then here comes the champions, Tito Santana and Rick Martel. And then the funny thing as well though, the following year at the same arena, Rick Martel then turns on Tito Santana. I love here as well just the paint as well of Demolition as well too. Like, Demolition had such cool face paint, and even though yes, Axe had red as well, so it's face paint too, they both had very similar face paint whenever they would wear their face paint as well. I just thought that was so cool. Because Demolition is just so cool. And you can see here as well, Strikeforce, WWF Tag Team Champions. And you can hear as well the facts as well, because Demolition are known for being like the pound for pound, like brutal, like proper, you know, like brutalizers, the proper, like, what's what I'm thinking of? You know, like the super heavyweights kind of thing, you know, the brawlers, where they were talking about the fact with Macho Man Randy Savage, they're going to have to work like he did, against a one-man gang, where he had to strike fast and strike quick to beat the, in this match, their opponents and stuff. And I quite like that, because they're kind of like intertwining the matches and stuff. And that's one of the things I like about this old school commentary. It's like each match is kind of like similar to a sense to each other, that they're building on with each other and stuff. You've got one match melds into another match. And even though there's different feuds, when the feuds kind of mingle to each other, and there's the crossover effect there as well too, you can kind of then see the whole thing of actually it makes sense, that kind of thing as well. And you can see there, and you can see, oh, smash here with a big, what's he going to go for? Power slam? Oh, lovely move there by Tito with the big drop kick. And you can see Ats coming in with the big clubbing blows to the back of Tito Santana there. I love Demolition. These guys are so good. Oh, what a beautiful splash there. And you can see here the thing of the fact that Jesse Ventura mentioning how Strikeforce need to use their speed and need to be quick to hopefully beat down the big men. You can see here the double teaming on Demolition here on Smash. And I love as well that you could hear Jesse Ventura say that he should not have counted that as a result of double teaming, kind of showing the whole way of the commentary how it all works. Because even though Jesse Ventura is pro heels, he would still kind of like, if it's to do with rules, he would still kind of be a bit like, okay, then even though the heel cheated to do that sort of thing, he can like use it both ways. He has that sort of like nuance in the middle bit as well. That's why I love this commentary. Jesse Ventura is just so good. You can see that a massive arm drag there as well. Beautiful arm drag. You can see here Axe being taken to the ground. And I find it quite interesting as well, actually, that Axe isn't wearing two black knee pads. One of them is like a creamy, very light grey colour. I thought it was quite interesting as well. And you can hear there as well, Jesse Ventura putting over the tandem of the Strike Force using their double drop kicks and all their big moves to basically put down Demolition. Oh, look at that big headbutt there by Axe. Oh, and another beautiful arm drag. And that great selling there by Smash. Beautiful selling. I love that as well. Mentioned the fact that they need to keep smashing there and hit them all with like speed moves, that kind of thing as well. Putting over the fact of the speed, as you can see the speed there of... oh, here we go. Oh, lovely clothesline there by Axe. Beautiful, beautiful move. Oh. Beautiful, choppy move there by Axe. Beautiful, beautiful move. Oh. You can hear there as well the fact that they were like mentioning how smart Demolition would be, because obviously they've got Mr. Fuji there and stuff, being like, you know, they're going to use the rough housery stuff. You can see the big clubbing punches there by Smash and a big knee as well. Ooh. Oh, beautiful power slam there by Axe. Lovely, lovely move. And just the way that he like landed right on top of Tito as well, putting his whole weight on there as well. It's kind of like the manhandle slam that you would see by, the world's strongest slam, sorry, by Mark Henry. It was insane. It was such a cool move. Ooh, nice. And you could see the great set in there as well by Tito right on the floor there, like lifting all his legs up and stuff. You can see there Rick Martel trying to get back into the ring. Beautiful move there. Oh, and a lovely chop there by Smash. Oh, a lovely suplex there by Smash. Beautiful, beautiful move. And you can see Smash talking to the referee, being like, come on, hurry up, come on. Oh, and he missed a big elbow there. That was an interesting shot there by the cameraman there. That was interesting. Oh, and a big elbow there to the back of Axe's head. And you could see Smash coming in, pulling Tito away from Rick. Lovely move here by Axe. Lovely stuff. Oh, and the flying forearm by Tito onto Axe. Here we go. Axe tagging in Smash. Oh, and Rick's come in as well. House of Fire, look at him go. Oh, a lovely drop kick. And another drop kick. And another one. Buddy, this guy's got a lot of big drop kicks. He's no Mr. Perfect or Hardcore Holly with his drop kicks though. Look at his big clubs there. He got the Boston Crab there, bloody hell. Here comes Santana. Oh, here comes Mr. Fuji on the side there. Another big phenomenal forearm, and then Tia's gonna go for Mr. Fuji, eh? Oh, he dropped the cane. Oh, right on the back of his neck. Oh, and then the referee got thrown across to the other side of the ring there. And then, yeah, Smash pin. What's happening now? Mr. Fuji being... And then... One, two, three. And we got new tag team champions. Booyakasha. My favourite tag team of all time. Demolition win the tag team titles. And for many years, they were the longest reigning tag team champions until another amazing tag team being the New Day over... Like, went above their reign. But it's just so, so cool to see these two win the titles and just show how awesome these guys are as well, too. Brilliant stuff. I love it. And you can see, too, to Santana's, like, shock reaction at the fact that they lost. And it was like, what happened there and stuff? And then you can see he could feel like the cane because he was, at that point, attacking Mr. Fuji because Mr. Fuji was trying to get involved. You can see them there with the titles and they look so good on Demolition. You can see there as well the WWF. Is gold, where before in the previous title belts it was more silver was the actual plate, but then the logo would have been red. It's really interesting to see just the little nuances in the title belts in the differences as well too. And here you go, you can see then the replay, Mr. Fuji being attacked there by Tia Santana. You can see Axe using the cane, bang, right on the back of Rick Martel's neck, and you can see him get out of the ring, hide in the cane, and you can see Smash go across and cover Rick Martel, where he gets the one, the two, and the three. Here you go. Watch this. So you got one, two, three. There's the three. And yeah, guys, what I'll probably give that match out of 5 would probably have to be 4 stars out of 5. I mean, for me, that match was pretty, pretty cool. You had the fact that you had Demolition were coming in, even though they're heels, you can still see the crowd, still love them and still appreciate them because they're so, so good. And you had the great speed as well of Tito Santana and Rick Martel. And I think for me, this was a great match and it just shows just the pure power of Demolition, the pure speed of Tito Santana. And it's just amazing just to see how from that one match, it then became such a historic and great title reign that Demolition had. That for many, many years, they were the longest reigning tag team champions until, like I said earlier, the New Day broke that record. But for me, they are the true GOATs. And if you want to watch a really, really good Demolition match, then I would highly recommend this match because it shows you Demolition's pure power, Demolition's pure destruction that they can cause. And that's why, for me, Demolition will always be my favourite tag team of all time. And that, my friends, was my watch along of Demolition versus Strikeforce from WrestleMania 4. Let me know, guys, in the comments below what your thoughts about this match and how you think it compares to the other matches from Demolition's historic career. I mean, do you prefer their match from WrestleMania 5 or even WrestleMania 6? Or even other matches like Survivor Series 88, Survivor Series 89, or the match against the Brainbusters from Saturday Night's Main Event? Love to hear you guys think. And also as well, guys, please don't forget to like, follow and subscribe to Know Your Wrestling. This has been Know Your Wrestling, guys. I have been your amazing host, as always, Mark Sylvester. And don't forget, guys, to take care and always remember, it's WrestleMania.